From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading The Rapture by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Now, let's begin with The Rapture. Prologue. Nikolai Carpathia had morphed into the consummate politician, diplomat, statesman, and international gadfly. He found reasons to travel, establishing alliances with heads of state who would not have thought to grant an audience to someone from the Romanian lower house, except that he was so persuasive. And he had become known as the most popular man in his home country, admired, respected, even lauded by his opponents. He was a man of peace, a dove, into disarmament. That tickled the ears of his colleagues in Europe and most of the world. He had not yet visited the United States, but he was certainly known everywhere else. Carpathia's brilliance, business acumen, and accomplishments seemed somehow known by all, without his having to trumpet himself. And the way he deflected praise made people pour it on all the more. The more he got, the more he needed, and often he nearly passed out from the thrill of it, only to come crashing down on his way from a public appearance. Nikolai had learned the art of humility, or at least of appearing humble. His goal was to bypass the upper house and run for president of Romania when his second term expired. Pundits already called him the favorite. He wanted to get on with life. It was time to move, to expand, to take what he believed was rightfully his. He had bowed the knee, worshipped his lord and master in exchange for the kingdoms of the world. Was something more required of him? He was the smartest, most well-read, articulate, multilingual man he was aware of. It was time for Nikolai Carpathia to emerge.